Rav Tov yesterday that Matsanemi is a Davishesh no Matirim Nidarim, and therefore it's not Batul. A Kainim is not Batul because it's a Davishesh no Matirim. So we asked, Truma is also a Davishesh no Matirim. You can be Matur Truma. The Gemara's answer was it was Truma Biyat Kayan. And therefore, either you can't be Matur anymore, or we rush broader of Elazim Emits, and I've just mentioned this on the side, that the owner, the original owner, can still be matrit. He's the one that made the netter. But it's unshchiach that he would be matrit once he gave it to the kayan. Why should he bother? The reason a person would be matrit is so he can eat it. He's not eating it anyway. So therefore, the kayan can't be matrit. He didn't make the netter. That's where Blasim and Mitzvah's trap, not the
Gaya. It's considered a conversation with Tiernan if you're going to reverse the whole...
What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
It's not like
Orla
or...
Again, you're removing the Isser. That's what Yashlam Atira means. Don't eat a Be'isser, eat a Be'heter. That's what Yashlam Atira means. Okay. Zakti Gemar Vaiter. Now, there's a problem with this. We are up to the last word on the line, Ihochi, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines at the bottom, last word on the line. If you're going to say that the reason over here he can't be matur truma, it's talking about truma biyat kayan, I got a problem with the end of that raitza, I believe it is. You know, Mishnah. The Mishnah says at the end, the maitza tahira, if it was truma tahira, right? I mean, it was in the first case, yesterday's case, it was truma tmeya. So truma tmeya, we don't allow its use. So therefore, it's a tirkav, let it rot. We asked, why can't you be matrit? Answer, it's truma biyad kayat. That was the yesterday's answer. Let's move on to that Mishnah. If it's truma tahira, which could be eaten by a kayan, so what should a guy do when truma gets mixed into chulin, and it's less than 100? So what should he do? To macher l'kayan, sell it to a kayan. Now, if it's truma biyad kayan, you don't have to sell it to a kayan. The kayan can eat it. If the case of the Mishnah is that the truma was already in the kayan's hand, what does it mean to macher the kayan? If the Yisrael has it, and it fell in 1 into 90, and it's not batul, so the Yisrael has an option, sell it to the kayan. It's going to be a cheaper price, because it's a kayan's market. He's the only one that can eat it, but at least you can get some money out of it. But if you tell me it's already in the kayan's hand, the Mishnah should have said, in my time, truma tahira, you had to eat it. He can eat truma. There's nothing wrong. The fact that it says Timbakar means it's still in the Yisrael's Rishus. So we're back to the question. Be Matur the Truma. Answer was, you can't because it's already out of your Rishus. You can't, or it's not Shriach, whatever way you wanted to learn. But the bottom line is that it's still beyond, it's already beyond Kayan. But from the very next case in the Mishnah that contrasts Truma Tameya and Truma Tahira, it says there Timbakar le Kayan. I can't hear you. Be shayel on the truma, like on a netter. Go to three rabbis and remove the truma. Emphat the Gemara, Ela b'Yisrael shenafle mibeis avihi mekayin eskinan. It was truma biyat kayin, and the kayin died, and the inheritor was his grandson, who's a Yisrael, who can't eat it. But he can't be it can't be mutter anymore because it was already biyat kayin. It's not the original Yisrael who has it. The Yisrael gave it to a Kayan. And the Kayan died, and his grandson, the Yisrael, inherited it. He can't eat it, but he can sell it to a Kayan. So the case is talking about Truma Biyat Kayan, but it's no longer Biyat Kayan, because the Kayan passed on and left it to his grandson, the Yisrael, who has to sell it to a Kayan. That's why it's Ein Lematirin. You can't remove the Truma, because the Kayan received it already. The original Kayan received it. His grandfather. Frank the Gemara, it doesn't work. Because Maktani Sefer, the Mishnah says, Timacher l'kayin chutz midmei isasa. It says, when the Yisrael sells it to the Kayan, let's say it's 90 saw, one saw of Truma, and 89 of Chulun, he can only charge him for 89. He can't charge him for the Truma. The Truma belongs to the Kayan. So he can only charge him by selling the mixture to the Kayan. He can't charge him for the truma, because the truma doesn't belong to the Yisrael. Now, that makes sense if it's the original Yisrael. Reuven separated truma. It got mixed into 89 chulim. He has to sell it to the kayan. He can't charge the Kayyav for the Truma. So he charges him for 89 Sah, not for 90. But if the Kayyav already received it, and his grandson inherited it, it belongs to the grandson. Why can't he charge him for all 90? Yeah, so he can't eat it, but it's his. He owns it. Why does he have to give it away for free? His grandfather was a Kayyav, left him Truma. Now he owns that Truma. Can't eat it, but it's his. Monetarily, it's his. He has all the monetary rights. So why can't he sell that? The original guy can't sell the Truma because it doesn't belong to him. He has to give it to the Kuna. There's no right on it except to pick the Kayyav. When Reuven separates Truma, he doesn't own this anymore. It belongs to Kahuna. Now, which Kayyav? That's his right to pick which Kayyav. But he doesn't own this anymore. Whereas if Reuven gave it to a Kayyav, the Kayyav owns it. The Kayyav dies, his grandson inherits him. It belongs to his grandson. And that's the case we said the Mishnah is talking about. If the Mishnah is talking about that, let him sell the Truma as well. And for the Gemara, Ella Ema. Forget about it. It's not, welcome back, Rechviel. Ella Ema. It's not talking about Truma B'Yad Kayin. Talking about the original owner has it. It's Truma B'Yad Yisrael. It's a David Sheshla Matirin. He can remove it. Back to the original question. Yesterday we answered that he can't because it's Truma B'Yad Kayin. But we just proved from the rest of the Mishnah that it's not Truma B'Yad Kayin. So it's Truma B'Yad, the original owner. So let him remove it. And for the Gemara Leima, like this. And I'll say this outside, then we'll read it inside. There's a mitzvah to be matir nedarim. Person makes a neder, he has a mitzvah to remove it. We don't want people with nedarim. Therefore, it's a tavish yesh matirim. Truma, there's no mitzvah to remove the truma. We allow you to remove the truma. That's not called the tavish yesh matirim. Tavish yesh matirim is if you can. If we encourage you to do it. This is not encouraged. Maitre sheni, we encourage you to take it to Yerushalayim. We encourage you to redeem it. Hegdish, we encourage you to redeem it. Nedarim, we encourage you to remove the neder. We don't encourage a person to remove the truma. Yes, technically he can remove the truma. Yes, he can remove the yisr. But it's not encouraged. Therefore, we don't call it a davish yesh l'matir. Chadash is a davish yesh l'matir. Wait till the second day Pesach. That's what you're supposed to do with chadash. And all
Rabbi.
All the cases of Davish Yesh Matirin were cases where it either happened on its own, just waited out, or was encouraged. This is a case when it's not encouraged but possible. So the Gemara is now saying a non-encouraged case is not called Yesh Matirin in Halacha. Meaning, let me explain. This whole concept that Davish Yesh Matirin is not possible is rabbinic. Biblically speaking, I don't care whether it can become mutter or not become mutter, it's bittul. That's biblically. Came along to Rabbanan and said, why rely on bittul? Why rely on it? Wait it out. Redeem it. Remove it. Why rely on bittul when you don't have to? So Zog the Gemara, that rule, that rabbinic stringency, was only said when it's something that's encouraged. Not with something that we don't encourage. We don't ban it. You can remove the truma, but it's not encouraged. Therefore, it's not considered a thing. Let me just read it inside the Gemara. Elaim abishlam ekonomis mitzvah lashu le'aveim shum drav nasin. It's a mitzvah to remove a neder, as we learned back in the third parak. Damar of nasin, klanayidah kill the banabama. One who makes a neder is like building a bama. The makayim kill the makar le'akarpin. That's what it's supposed to say. If you keep it, it's like you offered a sacrifice on top of your bama, on top of your private altar.
At that point, we weren't allowed to.
I'm sorry?
At that point, we weren't allowed to.
Right. Truma, my mitzvah is still Rasulullah. There is no mitzvah to remove it. Therefore, it's not a yesh l'matir. Yes, Harvey?
I was curious about the use of the word mitzvah here. Obviously, it doesn't mean mitzvah in the strictest sense. It's not a commandment that you have
right.
to try to remove it.
It's a good thing to do.
We have this a lot where we use it in the most widespread sort of generic sense, that word? Have we had this?
We have had it, not in, I don't remember it in the Nedarim, but many times we have mitzvah, something that's not obligatory, but is a good deed.
Okay. Thank you.
Is doctor, you had a question? No. Okay. Zucht the Rush. Timoka Lukayan. Amos saying to my tyrant Timoka Lukayan. Amakatilab Yat Kayan. Not Yat Kayan. Then we answered that the grandson inherited it. So that we asked, said Timoka Lukayan Chutzmid May Isisa. Sell it to the Kayan, but don't charge him for that sub. If he inherited from grandpa the Kayan, so to me I said, so you'll give me a you. It says, Elohema, Bishlai, Mekadam, is Mitzulash, Elohu, Kachnikur, Davish, Yashle, Matirim. The Stamayu, Aindam, Lishol. The default option is remove your netter. Whereas, Truma, there's no Mitzulash, Okay. Now we're moving into a new phase of this sugya, and I will be the first.
What's better, to be mashal, to be initial on a netter or mekayim the netter?
Better to remove it.
Better to remove it?
Yes. Yes. You shouldn't be making the dime to begin with.
See,
you know what I have a problem? Let me just explain something. Whatever you're going to say, my Gemara says, by the way, we had it in the third period, the Chaba Kaimoi Kilu Makdal of carbon. So let me ask you, what is the Gemara telling you? You should keep it or remove it? The Gemara says, Kaanoida Kilu Barabama, I'm a Kaimoi, if he keeps this netter, like bringing a carbon on the Bama. So you tell me, what does it take? Isn't that what it's saying? I don't need art scroll. It's a Gemara. Jed, I didn't hear you.
Druzi is not in the class of the dark.
Who?
It's not like a
we're not talking about Nedra and Druzi. We're talking about a guy that made a netter. You know, I don't know what I have a Gemara that says Makai Mikil Hikaril Karp. And if you remember, we spoke out of Ron. We don't learn Ron. But we did speak out of this Ron that says, what is the connection between Netter and Bama, to Ron in the third period, that a person that makes a Bama thinks he's doing good for the Rabbi Nishloilam. I want to serve the Rabbi Nishloilam. I want to bring him an offering. It's very hard for me. My feet hurt me. I can't get to your Shalayim. El Alo's charging who knows what for a ticket. I can't get there. I'll do it in my backyard. You think you're doing good? No. And then you bring a carbon on it? Chai Misa. Chai Karas. Ah, you mean L'shem Shemayim? Zucked around. L'idayach L'mesh Asra Taira. Why don't you keep the rules? Don't write your own Taira. Don't do your own thing. L'idayach L'mesh Asra Taira? It's not enough. But the Taira Asra, you need to write your own rules? Stick to the Taira rules. That's the Ron's Lashon there, the third parak. Same thing with the Netter. You have the Taryag Mitzvahs. What are you making the Dorm for? What are you adding new Yisurim for? The Dayach Lamech Asher Taira? That's the connection. That's how the Ron explains it back in the third parak. Yes.
Why makes a netter that they're going to give a nice donation to Yeshiva? And then, you know,
don't make a netter, just
I
give it.
I remove the netter that's to get the money. That's what you're saying?
Don't make the netter.
I already did.
So you can remove the netter.
Just
give the money. Once you give it, it's over. We're talking about a netter that's continuous. If you just give the money and get it over with, give the money and get it over with. The reason we don't want you to keep the Nedarim is because you're going to violate the Nedarim in the long run. Or you might violate the Nedarim in the long run. But we don't make Nedarim. We say B'li Neder. At least we should say B'li Neder. Again, so we had that also back in the first parak, that it depends on the situation. Right? Shimon HaTzadik didn't eat from Nazir Tameh. Only one carbon, because this person came in Adarim, who was Ketzaisif Taltal and Mayer, it's sort of like that it was the circumstance to make Naziris into a mitzvah. By the way, I don't know why we're getting into this, right? About either Yaakov Neder Lamar, Zagin Chazal, Mikan Shinaydra Beit Sara. There are exceptions to the rule of not making it a Neder. When it's an Eis Sara, you do make Neder. That means the Torah there says, go the extra mile. That's what the Torah is teaching me. Vayidah Yaakov Neder Lamer, Zuck the Chazal, the Medrash and the Yalkut, Mikanshin, to Bein Sarah. So again, we're not learning now Hilchos when you should make a neder. We're getting way off the subject. We're here about Gulam being Mabal to the Iker. That's what our subject is about. But there are times you can do these things. As a general rule, don't do it. You can't. You know what? Stay tuned. If we can get Masechtas Nazir done, we'll go right and lean that into Masechtas Nazir, and that'll all be discussed. No one, by the way.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, but Nazir Shimshon, we'll see when we get to Masechtas Nazir. We're not learning Nazir now. It'll be one of the first sugyas there. Okay, and you'll learn a lot of new things about Nazir Shimshon.
Should we bring that struggle book? Should we bring that book?
Yeah, if you're interested in Shimshon, you're going to have to read that book. Yes, by the way, we learned Saita. That's where we spend time on Shimshon. The Gemara is not going to talk about Shimshon there, except just to say, this is Yerush Shimshon. It's not going to be interested in his stories. When you learn Saita, you should read the book from Rabbi Gershon Weiss on Shimshon. Correct. Okay. We move now to a new phase of this sugya. The Gemara seems to be content with having brought all these rayas and getting out of them and defining Rabbi Yochanan that Shemitah is an exception because it's Bata Gabi Karka. We went through all these things. We did have a few kashas in the Mandiyami that says Gedulim is Mevatel Iker. We didn't answer those, but we move on. Gufa.
So we end up it's not, or it is?
We end up with Chloikas, Rabbi Yanai, who said it is Bata, and the others that said it's not Bata. And you had prices that seemed to prove one way, and Rabbi Yochanan got out of it, except for Shemitah, but he had to say Batal Gabi Karka. And then we had Rayas the other way, but we didn't have Rabbi Yochanan get out of it. The Gemara never addressed that. I don't know why. I mentioned that yesterday.
There was somebody else yesterday at Rabbi.
I know. I looked around, and I didn't find something that I understood well, so I just left it. I remember I said that. I did. I listened. I kept what I said I would do, and I didn't find something adequate to... that I could explain it, that I could understand. You know, again, I always refer to that Reb Chaim Brisker's word. If you can't explain it, you don't understand it. Right. Gufa, I'm a Rabbi Eichmann. Okay, we're moving on to a new phase of the sugya, and I'll be the first to admit that as this phase goes on, there comes points that I can't say I understand the Gemara. Now, my problem is, I never understood that piece, not now, at the end of the Amud Beis. I never understood it when I learned the Ran. I thought maybe I'd learn the Rush this time. I would have a better understanding. And at the end of the day, I can't claim to understand it with the Rush either. I found people that asked a lot of questions, but I didn't see anybody that says an answer that I understood. So I will leave it at that point when we get there. But we're not there yet. At this point, I still claim to understand. Gufa.
Let us know when that changes.
You'll find it out when I start explaining things that I can't handle. Gufa. It's at the end of the Amud Beis. Probably won't get there today. Probably get there tomorrow. My goal is, I hope, the Rabbi Shem should help me. I should be able to finish the sugya this week. That's my goal. Halavai. Because I don't want to go into next week starting this all over again. It's a very personal interest. Gufa. To me, I'll say it now, Zun Zayin Tesamach is probably, for me, was the hardest Gemara Masechtas Nedar, because I didn't understand it at the end. Even though for some, this is of Hefker, we had that Hefker Gemara with the Rosh Hashanah, with the back and forth, whether yours belongs to you, doesn't belong to you, was a hard sugya. We had a few sugyas that were difficult sugyas. To me, this ended up being the most difficult, only because I could never claim that I really clearly understood it all. But again, try again. You know, if you don't succeed, try again. Something my right. Gufam Rabbi Yochanan. Litra b'tzalim shetikna. You have a litra b'tzalim that you're masakin, bizarra, and you planted it. A regular litra of onions. You took all the trumas and all the maitras, and then you replanted it, which is, by the way, what people do. That's what happens. People take their onions, they take trumas and maitras, and then they decide they want to replant some onions. That's what happens. This is the regular way of doing things. Misaseres l'pikula. So you take Meiser even off the original. We had this already. That's why it says Gufa. Gufa means we are repeating. Now, we explained then, L'chayre gedulam are being mevatel the ikar. We're making you take trumas and maizers off the original. The Gemara answered, Dilma l'chum reshayni. That was the Gemara we had about this statement a blot and a half ago.
You never took maizer on the original.
Yes, you did.
And it takes another...
Yes, that was the case. Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said to Rav Yechon.
Don't you ask a good question before round five? The rush says you take it from me.
Now, you want me to get involved in that? I'm not. I heard you before. I'm not going back to that, so you can explain why it's not an up to our luck here. I'm not going there.
I'm asking, what do? You take him at the
Shein Nukov,
right?
No, you don't. At the end of the day, you don't, but I'm really not learning that sukkah again. We did that on Monday. I don't want to redo it. It's we learned that rush, and the rush tried on to Shein Nukov, and it says it doesn't work, and at the end he said a different shot. Right, exactly. Talk to Gemara. Yosef Rabba become a Lash Maitha. Rabba was sitting and saying over this halacha. Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said to him, Man saw a slacha to Rabbi Yechon and Rabba. Who listens to you and to Rabbi Yechon and your Rebbe? Meaning he's wrong. Heter Shabam Leichon Halach. What happened to the one that was a heter? You planted a heter, and now you're taking Meister again. It doesn't make sense. Zok Darash. Heter Shabam Leichon Halach. Zok Darash, very simply what Rav Chisda holds. The last day, the Gedulah, Mavatel Azinkar. He says, Gedulah, but not Mavatel Leichon. The last branch of the page. The last day, the Gedulah, Mavatel Azinkar. It doesn't hold. Rav Chisda says, the Gedulim are not Mavat Leikar. Period. Ever. And therefore I disagree with Rav Yechon's statement. I don't hold the Chumrah. I don't hold anything. When you plant an onion that is already Chulin, don't give Meister off that onion again. It's not, you don't have to. It's 100% Mutter. Don't give Meister off the onion again. Now this doesn't apply to wheat, because wheat, the seed's gone. But the onion is still here. Don't give Meister off that onion. You already gave Meister off the onion.
You didn't have the new stuff.
No, just says on that thing. Did not say the new stuff. Rabbi Yechon said to give Meister on the old stuff. The Saseris will be cool off.
The whole thing.
And he's saying, don't give on that part that group was there originally.
Not the whole thing, just on the...
Old. That's what he's saying. Gedulim are not Mavato the Iker. That's not like Rabbi Yechon.
Only on the new stuff.
He's arguing on Rabbi Yechonon. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, like, I thought Rabbi said you don't give it on it.
I did not say that. I said you don't give it on the original.
Right.
So that means he's arguing on Rabbi Yechonon. The basic argument. Where did the heter go to? It's not bottle. I do him. I'm over the ikker. I don't agree to Lochum Rishaini. I don't agree to that. Amalei, me like Tanank Tikhlasa. So Rabbi says to him, don't I have a Mishnah that proves Rabbi Yechonon right? Very nice of you to disagree with Rabbi Yechonon, but I have a Mishnah that proves him right. Why? Mitzalim sheyardu aleim shamim. We had this also. The onions that rain came down on, and that first case was onions of the sixth year that went into the seventh year. Right? And it grew more. Bitsimchu, and it grew. If the leaves turned darker, that means there was new growth of Shemitah, Asurin, it's Asur. Hayuriku, they remained light green, Mutarim. Right? That's what it said. That means if it turned dark, it becomes Asur. Why does it become Asur? Because of the new stuff. That means, what is Asur? The new stuff and the old stuff. Shkarim Asurim seems to say that everything is Usur. That Gedulim is Mavato the Iker. Isn't that what it says? V'chi Shkarim am Asurim. Leim Heter Shabam Leichon Halach. Where did the Heter go to? The original should be Mutter. Now the Rush has a problem. How do you tell the original apart from the rest? An onion that grows is an onion that grows. You don't know what was there, what was not there. So we'll face the Rush went into that question. But according to you, the answer that it's all up to is wrong. It's not true, according to you. You said Gedulim are never Mavato the Iker. That means the sixth-year onion remains the sixth-year onion. It never becomes Usur. This price seems to say Asurin, it's all Usur. V'chi heter leim heter shemam neichen holach. According to you, what happened to the heter? Amalei misavet ha'ikur k'tani, ha'kaisis k'tani asurin. You're right. Einochinami. The ikur remains mutter. When it's an asurin, it means the additional is asur. The new stuff is asur. The old stuff remains mutter. I disagree in your interpretation of the word asurin. You thought asurin means everything? Asurin doesn't mean everything. Asurin means the old stuff. Zakdarash. Mi savrit al ikur k'tani, al taisis k'tani. Now, Zakdarash, now how do you do this? How you matter the ikur? Where is this ikur? Zakdarash. Vimhaya nikur ikur beina taisis. If you can recognize the original from the addition, haya mutter. So you could pull out the original and it would be mutter. But if you can't recognize it, ain't sarach levatel elah taisis. When you have bittul, you just don't count that as part of the isser. Let me explain. Let's say Shemitah, once it's mixed into fruit, is batul 2-1, or 60-1, whatever percentage you want it to be. What's the one? How much isser is there here? I had an original onion that was X amount. The additional made it X plus. Now I'm being mavatuit because it fell into a mixture. How many times, what do I need the bittul for? The addition or the whole thing? The original, let's go by weight. Weighed a half a pound. Now, the addition together weighs 2 pounds. Now I need 60 times 2 pounds or 60 times 1.5 pounds. Rav Chisda will tell you, I don't have to be mevatel the ikur. I don't know where it is, but that half a pound is mutter. So I only have 1.5 pounds of isser. So either I can see the original and take it out and eat it, or if I can't see it, if it falls into a mixture, the part that was mutter remains mutter. I can't physically eat it because I don't know what's the ikur, what's the addition. But I can, when it falls into a mixture, I don't have to be mevatel 2 pounds. I only have to be mevatel 1.5 because the ikur doesn't become mutter. According to Rav Chisda, gedulim is never mevatel the ikur.
A third mixture means you take the whole onion, which is part.
Right. I don't call it a third minion. I call it different.
1-2. Yeah.
Ikur and gedulim. And now mixed into something else. Correct. We could have asked the collection right away from the case of the guy pruning, which we had, that said that he can only eat, right? That said the Gduli Heter was malin the Isser. It said over there that he can eat the whole thing, even the part that was there originally. And according to Chizda, he shouldn't be able to eat the part because Gedulim is never Mavato the Iker. That's what Rav Chisda just said. We could have asked him right away from there, Bakol Mutter. But anyway, the Chassidim Gedulim had the Mavato Bakol Mutter. But we had a different question, so we go to our different question. The Gemara could have right away jumped in Rav Chisda from what we saw before. The Gemara decided to jump on Rav Chisda from somewhere else. That's it. So Rav Chisda just introduced a whole new concept. I mean, Rav Yannai said it at the beginning of the sugya, but Rav Chisda is saying gedulim is never mevatel the ikur. Not leyester, not leheter. That Mishnah that said gedulim is mevatel the ikur, which is what Rav Yannai said. I'm sorry, Rav Yannai said gedulim is mevatel the ikur. Rav Yechonin said luchumra, right? Not lekula. But Rav Chisda said never mevatel the ikur. I said here asurin. Asurin means the new stuff, not the old stuff. That's the Gemara's answer. Dr. Gemara, a side issue. What we're going to do now is a side issue. And especially the way that Rush learns it, not like the Ran, not like Rabbeinu Artscroll, who learns like the Ran most of the time. The Rush learns that the Gemara is bringing something in from left field. There's a machloikis in the Mishnah and Baba Metziah, I believe it is. Maybe it's in Gittin, he says. It's also a Mishnah. A tree that's part in Chutz La'aretz and part in Eretz Yisrael. Some of the roots are in Chutz La'aretz, some of the roots in Eretz Yisrael. One Tana says that the yinika, the nutrition gets mixed, and this is a mixture of Ptur and Chiv, and you have to deal with it as something that you can't, how to take maaser here is a difficulty. Half is part isn't. In every apple, In every apple, some is, some isn't, because it all gets mixed into one big hodgepodge in the tree, and by the time it gets to the fruit, it's from that hodgepodge of mixture chutz la'aretz, which is potter from Meiser, Eretz Yisrael, which is chayiv from Meiser, and you got a problem. And Shimon Ben Gamliel says, no. Whatever is growing on the half that it's in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv. Whatever is growing on the half of chutz la'aretz is potter. Doesn't mix. One does not affect the other. Heter is heter. Isser is isser. That means, Shimon Gamliel is saying, we don't say part is mevatel to the other part. We don't mix the two. Heter is heter, isser is isser. Which is exactly the way we just explained the Braitza. Heter is heter, isser is isser. Rav Shimon Gamliel sounds like he just told us a new chiddush that nobody else holds. The way you just explained it, Rav Shimon Gamliel is not saying something new. There's other Tanoim that say it also. The Mishnah over here. That's how the Rush learns the Gemara's question. If the Gemara is bothered, the Mishnah makes it sound like Rav Shimon Gamliel was telling us a new chiddush that Heter remains Heter and Isser remains Isser and never the twain shall meet. It's not his chiddush. This Mishnah said the same thing. The Mishnah get all mixed up. Heter remains Heter, Isser remains Isser. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel being mechadish? That's the Gemara's gotcha. Really nothing to do with our sugya. It's a side question. Zavshe Gemara Yachi. What's Rav Shimon Gamliel's chiddush, which sounds like he's telling us a new chiddush, the Tanya. Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Hagadol b'chiyav chiyav, Hagadol b'ptor pater. Tanakam and Nami Yachi Amar. The Tanakam of our Mishnah is saying the same thing. Let's see, again, we'll learn the rest. And for the Gemara, you're right. Kula Masisa Rav Shimon Gamliel Tani Lo. You're right. This Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel talking. You're right. It's his chiddush, and I says it over here. It's him again. Just didn't identify him by name. He's the Tana that introduced this, and he said it there, and he said it here. Let's see the rush. Let's see the rush. Yehachi Mayaser of Shimon Gamliel Lameima, the Tanya. Shimon Gamliel Lameir, Hagadol b'chiyav chayav, Hagadol b'ptur pater. Zok the Gemara Lametzino, Zok the Rush Lametzino of Shimon Gamliel Chaylik HaMishnah the B'tzalim. We never find there Shimon Gamliel that talks about onions. The Gam Loshen Chiyav Ptur V'Shayach V'Mist Meimer B'Shvias. If Rav Shimon Gamliel were talking about Shemitah, he wouldn't use Chayav and Pater, Elo Aser and Mutter, Heser V'Heter. Shemitah is not a question of Chayav and Pater, it's a Chayav, it's a question of Iser or Heter. But Tzarech L'Farsha B'Doichik, Zok to Rush, I can't figure out Shat unless I say a Doichik Shat. Now the Rush is identifying this as a daichik shah. The Hachi Parah.
What's the problem?
Where is Rav Shimon Gamliel say anything that we're asking a question? You see Rav Shimon Gamliel talk about the Mishnah of onions? The Rush said, I did a Google search. Sorry. I did an Eitzer HaChachma search, and there's no Rav Shimon Gamliel talking about onions. What is the Gemara bringing Rav Shimon Gamliel here? It makes it sound from this Gemara that there's Rav Shimon Gamliel that said the same thing about onions. And we're asking, so what is he adding to this thing? Rav Shimon Gamliel never talked about onions.
We don't know who said
what did he talk
about then? We're going to find out in a minute. The Rush is going to tell me. If you read this Gemara, and I think the way Rabbi Noachko reads it, I didn't look at it this time at Iran. Rav Shimon Gamliel must have commented something about onions. And therefore the Gemara says, if Rav Shimon Gamliel makes it sound like it's his own cheetah, this Rush just said the same thing. And the Gemara answers, you're right, this is Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Rush, I don't see Rav Shimon Gamliel anywhere that talks about onions. Also, the word chayiv and putter doesn't apply to Shemitah, which was what we were talking about. So obviously Rav Shimon Gamliel is not talking about this case. So what's the Gemara bringing in? What is Rav Shimon Gamliel teaching me? Is that he didn't say anything about onions.
Why is that so difficult that the price of the crop that sheep?
Again, so can we give the Rosh a chance? I spoke out the Rosh's answer. So you're asking me because you know what I said.
Oh, okay, sorry.
The Rosh didn't know anything yet. He approached this sugya. He read the Gemara. It sounds from the Gemara that Rav Shimon Gamliel was commenting about Shemitah. And he said, I don't know. I don't see such Rav Shimon Gamliel anywhere. And anyway, the Lashon Chayiv Ptur doesn't work. So I'm stuck here. What does this Gemara mean? And he didn't have Yitzchak Margaretin to tell him his own answer. So therefore, he was stuck. So he said, I have a Daichik Shat, which is what I spoke out when I learned the Gemara. Zavta Rush. No, Tarek Lefarshi B'Daichik. the Haki Parach. E Haki, the Mephash is that Isser Tais is going. We can explain that the Isser is only on the addition. The Saber Haitana, the Benata Echadesh Isser Veheter. In the same onions, you have Isser and Heter. Hod the Kamer of Shimon Gamlio Gabe Elon, by a tree, Shemitzase Aymed Baretz, or Mitzase Aymed Chutzlaretz. That means the same tree can have Isser and Heter. Sounds like a Heter. You can have Isser and Heter in one tree. His own Chiddush. If Reb Chisda is right and shot here, we can have the same Isser and Heter in a onion. It's not Rav Shimon Gamliel's Kiddush that you can have Isser V'Heter in one unit.
Does people argue on this?
Yes. And for the Tanakama Nami Yogi Kamer. Now, how to come at Tanakama Lav Davka? Now, the Rush has another problem. Usually, Tanakama is used in Tanakama said one thing, and the other man never said anything else. Here, Tanakama is going on a totally different subject, talking about Shemitah. So it's not Tanakama. There's no two arguments here. Tanakama means the first Tana. That means there's a second Tana. There is no second Tana here. And we're not referring to Rav Shimon Gamliel's Tanakama back in Gittin. We're talking about it here. So Dr. Raj, Lav Davka. The Husker Tchila, he was mentioned first in our Gemara, Bahach Shmaitzin, Tzokari Lekama. We call him Tanakama, meaning not the Tanakama that argues with Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tana that we mentioned first. Now, that's why the Rosh calls this a daichik answer. He's bringing in a Rav Shimon Gamliel from Gittin, which the Gemara doesn't mention. Usually the Gemara would say Rav Shimon Gamliel said it Gittin. Doesn't say that here. The Gemara calls it Tanakama, which makes it sound that there's an argument on this case. Zok Rosh doesn't mean that. It means the Tana we mentioned first. Zok Rosh, the next Rosh, Kula Masisa Rav Shimon Gamliel Ksonila. Badai Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel who the Isle Haksvara. He is the one that holds you can have a mixture of Isser and Heter in one unit. The whole Mishnah, in any Mishnah in Shas, Shetim Tzushan Rebosh, Isser V'Heter G'delim Amokav Echad, anytime you find in Shas that you can have Isser and Heter in one thing, Reb Shimon Gamliel K'tanila. That's Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara, you know what the Gemara answers? You're right, it's Reb Shimon Gamliel's Yisrael, and that's where this Mishnah got it from. It's him talking. And anywhere in Shas, you find this, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the Rosh's challenge.
That's
not Levato to each other. That one this or one center, and they coexist. Yes, Doctor.
Just to clarify, whereas tithing is Geraisa, these divisions, something which is half one, half the other, or a mixture of it, these are the Rabbanan, right?
Not so clear. You have to learn the Mishnah and Gittin and go through the Sugya there. Not so clear. Depends, right. It depends on a lot of factors. This is not, we're not learning the Sugya and Gittin now. A, I wouldn't be qualified to teach it without preparing it, which I didn't. And B, it's not really the Geyar Sugya. You see, the Gemara brought in something from left field to my mind. I'll call it left field. What's Rav Shimon Gamliel and Gittin doing here? Answer is, Dr. Rush, because he makes it sound like he said a new Svara, and here we have something that said the same thing. The Ran does not work the way, the Ran has a whole different shot in the Gemara.
It is a lot easier to understand.
Again, I have a big policy. I don't speculate when I can open a Gemara and get in and look it up. Why am I busy speculating about something that's black and white? I don't speculate. I try to look it up. And when I can't find it, either I'll speculate and call it that, or I'll say, I don't know.
I
took it as one of the biggest compliments I ever got in my life. I count that as one of the biggest compliments. There was a Yid, Martha Krieger, used to come to the Dershow. Martha Krieger was a tiring Yid. And he told me that what he likes about me is that I say, I don't know. He says he goes to many places, and very few Magid Yeshurim use the word I don't know. And I use the word I don't know very frequently. He said, he told me that. And I took it as the best compliment.
Rashi,
Right. Yeah. We
know. What?
We know.
Not really. He told me. I have a question for you. I liked him a lot. But he told me, you know why I like to come to your shir? Because you say you don't know.
What's the sefer called again?
Chatzei Hashem. Like 30 volume. Maybe 35 volume.
Yeah.
By the way, it's good to say, how did he come to this? He was a Balbus, a real estate investor, a successful real estate investor. He learned Tilchus Lashon Hara. Somebody taught him Tilchus Lashon Hara. And he said to himself, this is a major problem. Every time I go to an affair, the business affair, the social affair, I'm sitting at a table, and unfortunately I'm hearing a lot of gossip. So he was macabre on himself that when he goes to these places, he'll say over a vart, he'll ask for a vart. And he noticed that the people that used to sit on this table before were drifting away, and he was sitting with a different crowd. So he wrote safer after safer after safer after safer. He was a very original thinker. He didn't know, he had somebody teach him text, and he wrote safer after safer. Somebody wrote it for him, but he said vart after vart after vart after vart, all because he didn't want to go sit at tables and gossip. He wanted to, so he came to think, he used to, he told me a vart on the parsha, I'll tell you a vart on the parsha. He noticed, he told me, that the table he was sitting at, like, changed. Wasn't the same table that he used to sit at. It's a good Musar Haskel. At least it was me, for me. For me, it was a good Musar Haskel. But anyway, so he told me that compliment. I consider it one of the best compliments I ever got in my life. And I try to stick to it. I try to be honest. I don't know. That's it. End of story.
I'm sure he had a similar compliment.
I remember.
He said to you, but his preference is different. He said, you're different than a college professor. They never admit.
Yeah, that's for sure. I have a friend that's used to be a college professor at the University of Baltimore. He says when somebody asks him a question, he doesn't know the answer, he says something stupid. The guy looks at him, he looks at the guy, and he goes on. There's no MS. Yes?
Actually, the latter is not a true statement. I've known a number of people, including Nobel Prize winners, who say very fluently, I don't know.
Okay,
anybody who doesn't know, and one of the things I used to teach kids, that the best way for a doctor to hurt someone is not to be able to say, I don't know.
Got it. Okay, I really don't want to talk about my fault, and I brought it up.
Saying that you don't have to credit yourself with the I don't know, as Rashi says it in a number
of
ways. Yes,
in fact, if you want to know how many times he says it, Reb Kiveger and Dav Chapei and Brachas, where the Rashi first time says in Shas Leidati, Kiveger on the side says every place in Shas that Rashi says Leidati. And then people found three or four more that Reb Kiveger didn't bring, and they talk about why didn't Reb Kiveger bring those four. But that's not the point.
Then you have Tanoim and Amorayim. You don't know an answer to a question.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, this is...
Again, I just said I took it as one of the best compliments I ever got.
Every time we find a mixture, there's a real...
That doesn't bother to each other. That's what he says. I'm reading a rush. Whatever your questions are going to be directed at the rush. Now, the run is a totally different sugya. You learn Rabbeinu Art School, I'm sure he'll explain it differently, but that's... We're learning rush. Something about Vaita. Now, here starts the part that I have trouble with. Again, this is not so bad. I can maneuver my way through this. But it's from here to Gufa, which is about five lines, I have trouble with. From Va'at Khan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines.
There's no way of finding out the tears of the tree, whether it can be split in that or not. There's no way.
Honestly, I never tried. I have no idea. I'll let you decide that. I have no idea. Don't know. Fact that I don't know. Okay. I'm going to leave this for tomorrow, Blinetta. I hope to finish the pairing tomorrow. Major Chef, I hope so. Or at least to Gufa. From Gufa on, I understand. But from here to Gufa, I'll save shot. I'll say how the rush learns it. I'll point out different questions that are, but I don't think I'll be able to offer a good resolution.
These questions, or do you see the words that people speak about?
Paranoira, Chazaynesh.
So, my Russian friend, you feel bad if